You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Greg, what are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
It's not super fun. It's spring yard cleanup.
Yeah, sure. There's got to be something better than that. Nothing fun?
No, I'm sorry. I forgot one thing. We're going to see Guardians of the Galaxy tomorrow night.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Already got your tickets reserved and everything?
Already got it. Yeah, looking forward to it and taking the kiddos. And yeah, really excited.
I haven't seen any of those movies, at least the first two. But I do know that it was the most fun ride at Disneyland was the Guardians of the Galaxy ride where they take you way up in there. It's one of those rides where they just drop you, you know, and then you go back up and they drop you again. And that was a killer ride.
My kid loved it. I hate rides in general, so I did not do it.
You didn't? Oh, you missed out, buddy.
Does it bother your tummy?
I stayed away for them.
It bothers my tummy. The coolest thing was is that ride, you're inside. It's enclosed. And then they take you up to the highest point, like right at the very end, and the doors open in front of you, and you look out at it at the entire theme park. So you just realize how high up you are. And then they slam the door shut, and then they drop you. It's like, whoa!
So there's a guy on TikTok, and his shtick is he works at one of these amusement parks with a ride where you're way up high, and it's two people sitting side by side, and he does this whole shtick about how, oh my God, we forgot to attach your shoulder restraints. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not good. And then he hits the button, and they just drop.
Yep.
And you can hear them screaming as they drop because the last thing they heard was that they were not buckled in or something like
wrong.
That.
Something's wrong. Yeah.
They're totally secured in there and everything like that, but that's just his way of messing with the people who ride the ride.
I love the one he goes, oh no, there's a knot up there in the chain. There's a knot in the chain. Hold on, guys. Hold on. And he goes walking over, and then they drop.
Love that, man. It's so good.
Oh, so gosh. Funny.
That would be my nightmare if I was the writer, and my dream job if I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'd have so much fun doing that.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to give Greg a category. He'll have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of that category. If he does, he wins the prize. If not, we'll go to the next contestant. By the way, win or lose, everybody who's on hold right now, don't hang up. Please, we want all of you to stay on the line because we do want to talk to all of you anyway. If you hang up, it's like giving us the middle finger, so don't do that. Greg, you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. You can go back in history as far as you want or present day. It's totally up to you. We need five, and we're talking about artists, singing musical artists here. We want five girl groups, all girl groups. Give us five of them. Ready and go.
Spice Girls.
Yep.
One.
TLC.
Yep.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, you got three.
That's it.
I got three in there.
Darn it.
Almost had four. Dang it.
Bummer.
Dang it.
Well,
you still have a fun...
Can I give you my mind-bender answer since I didn't win? I was on hold, but...
Well,
you want to give me your mind-bender answer from an hour and a half ago?
Somebody won it.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny?
Yeah.
So it was, people have too much of or something?
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many
too
many blank. What was your answer?
Too many problems. I want to make a Jay-Z joke, but didn't get
there.
Yeah, to
you probably should have just kept that to yourself. Yeah, 99 problems.
And Greg ain't one.
Beyonce's not one of them.
Oh, you're a good sport. Have a fun weekend. Enjoy the movie, okay?
Bye, Greg.
All right, you guys too. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, there you go. You've never seen any of those movies. I saw the first one.
Mm-mm, no, I haven't seen any.
I didn't see number two. I probably won't see number three. But a lot of people will. It'll be a billion-dollar movie. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
I'm coughing a lot today. What are your big plans this weekend? Anything fun?
We have a kid's birthday party to go to.
Oh, barf.
No, I said, do you have anything fun?
No. Pick something else.
Rejected. We reject that.
It's very bad.
Come on.
Really bad.
Come on.
No, it's for a 2-year-old, so.
Oh, even worse. You're not making it better.
Just, yeah, this is things that people feel like they have to say or they'll be judged. We're judging you for saying it. Give us something besides
like
a 2-year-old's birthday
really
party.
Doesn't
want to
go.
He's right.
Nobody, I got news for you. Nobody who's going wants to go.
Stay home with your husband.
No, that's not nice.
Who's the kid?
It's my friend's son.
See, it's a friend's son.
Nobody
not
wants
a chance in hell
that.
You'd find me at that.
Come on.
What's the theme of the birthday, do you know?
Dinosaurs.
Even worse. I'm not going to that.
Oh, it's cute. He's a 2-Rex instead of a T-Rex. Get it?
Oh, barf.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah,
Melanie,
it's cute.
You got to listen to us, okay? We know what we're talking about. People don't want to go to other people's 2-year-old birthday party, but they feel like an obligation because they went to yours, you know, for your kid. It's that kind of thing. But nobody really, if people would just stop doing it, just let some family members come over, that's fine.
Why are you making your husband go to this?
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
I think he's going to stay home. But my son wants to go. I have a 2-year-old son and they're friends, and he's actually really excited to go to the birthday
party. He's 2, and he probably also loves dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's
see,
really
they're kind of on the same level. You're a
and
grown
if he didn't
adult.
Talk about it, he'd forget about it in like 4 minutes. So.
Tell him it got canceled.
Yeah.
2-year-olds will believe anything.
Tell him it got rained out.
Yeah. Ugh, no, that's not nice.
Well,
what'd you buy the kid for his present?
We got him some paint markers and.
Oh, the parents are going to love you for that.
Did you get to buy a set of drums
really
as well? And did you buy a trumpet for him? I mean.
A voucher for some new carpet?
No. They look like lipstick tubes.
Okay.
But then you can color with them. But they're washable. It's really cool. So instead of getting out the paint, you can just get out these.
I guarantee you, those will not come out of the carpet.
Now, is that about the same amount of money that they spend on your 2-year-old?
Yeah, I think so.
Roughly? Okay. Because that's what it's all about, right? Like, what they spend on your kid, that's basically what you're going to spend. See, the whole thing is just a game, Melanie. It's just a game.
Oh, yeah, you have to,
Is there anything else going on this weekend?
Please.
Well, my son has soccer tomorrow morning, but that's not really fun.
Is there anything for just you that doesn't revolve children? Anything just for you that you are looking forward to for you?
I am going to Home Depot today to get things to fix up my garden.
Well, that's good. I like that.
That's nice. I like that.
I love wandering around the garden section there at the HD.
It smells good, doesn't it?
Real good.
Rich soil.
Mulch.
Mulch.
Mulch and ideas.
Now you're talking. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like we beat you up a little too much. Yeah, I feel bad.
No, I don't. We're doing a public service here.
To make you feel better, I have swim lessons tonight for one of my kids. Tomorrow we have a baseball game that we have to leave early because we have to get to a piano recital. So,
my God.
I'm with you.
My God, you people.
We are, you know what, deep with kids' activities. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to be doing?
Probably
recovering
Dayquil
from this cold. I'm going to be slugging a little Dayquil, but then I'm going to have a nice cocktail and won't be watching any 2-year-old parties. That's what I'm going to do, Melanie. I win.
Well, that sounds nice.
Oh, it's nice. You remember
especially
those
when
days
you mix
you
the Dayquil and the whiskey. That's the best part.
Oh, my God.
Your poor liver.
All right, let's play some rattle off. Again, everyone who's on hold, even if Melanie gets this, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. You should be able to nail this. This is right in your wheelhouse, Melanie. Are you ready?
Ready.
10 seconds. Give us 5 famous children's songs. 5 famous children's songs. Ready and go.
The ABCs, Itsy Bitsy Spider, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Yankee Doodle, Baa Baa Black Sheep, Mary Had a Little Lamb, The Months of the Year.
I'm a little sad that you left out Have You Seen the Muffin Man?
Or Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, Knees and
Knees
Toes.
Knees and Toes.
But I think you got it.
You got it, though. You're a winner! Look at that.
Whoop,
see
whoop.
That? You put up with all that abuse from us, and then we give you a prize. You like the way this show works, Melanie?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. That's her answer. Yes. You are a sweetheart. We hope you have a fun weekend. Now, hold on. Josh wants to tell you about that prize, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. She's like, what did I step right in? I don't know. Danielle, were we off base, do you think?
No.
Evil
Sorry,
laugh.
I'm at the ATM getting cash.
Are you? How much cash are you pulling out?
$200?
I got to get $20 for the trash guy because I overfilled my trash this week doing yard work last weekend. So
oh, and you're going to spiff him like the 20.
You going to give him a little tip?
Yeah, yeah. You're awesome.
That's
anybody
right.
ever wants to use Crush, that's who you should use.
Is that your... What? That's the yes. provider? Crush?
Yeah.
Giving them a little free advertising on our show? You know, that's worth $5,000.
You better pull some more money out.
Yeah, while you're there. Send it to us.
Well, that's nice that you're doing that, though. That's really
when
cool.
When are they coming by?
They usually come around at like 10 or 11. We have the same trash guy. He's pretty awesome. He'll pick up at pretty much anything we put out. So
really?
We always throw him $20 cash every now and then.
That's smart.
So are you going to, like, run out and hand it to him, or do you, like, tape it to the barrel? What are you going to do?
My husband has the window open because we both work from home, so he just watches for him to come. Or mm-hmm. my daughter will watch out the window and wait for him to come.
He's here. He's here. It's like when Santa
arrives.
Oh, my
God. The trash guy is here. The trash guy is
here. What if it's a different guy than your usual guy?
He still gets the cash.
He still gets it, huh?
Whoever has to do the extra work, right? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you only getting 20 out of the ATM, or are you just going to go ahead and get some extra cash while you're there?
Oh, no, just 20. I don't carry cash around.
What if two guys show up?
Mm.
They can split it. 10 and 10. There you go.
You rip it in half and hand them
each
other.
Danielle with math.
Yeah, it was your yard must have been filthy then, huh?
We're just pulling weeds. We're getting our garden set up. To plant stuff next weekend. My mm-hmm. daughter's turning 10 on Sunday, so we're having a giant party at her house. We have to set up the trampoline and bouncy house and all that stuff. So,
whoa, another kid's birthday, dog.
Another kid party, yeah. Mm.
What's the theme of this party?
My kid's birthday, she's 10.
Just 10.
I don't know. We have a bar in our backyard, so ours is adult-friendly birthday party.
Well, that
yeah, nothing like the kids cool. all sitting around watching their parents get sloshed at a birthday party.
And then having a drunk mommy get on the trampoline and snap mm-hmm. an ankle.
Yep.
I'll probably dislocate my shoulder or something over the weekend.
Give mommy $20 to get her off our trampoline. That's what they'll say.
I'll take it. I'll need it.
That's great. You said you work from home. What do you do?
I work for an online company that sells leads to contractors.
Sells, did you say leads to contractors?
Yes.
I thought she said leaves.
So,
I thought she said weed at first. We sell weed to contractors?
My deck is crooked.
Wow. Hopefully not those weeds you just pulled out of your yard. I hope you got a little bit more high-powered stuff than that.
So leads to contractors. Okay, and then what does your husband do since he's working from home too?
He does the same thing. He works for the same company. He just works for a different side of the company. I'm a manager in customer service and... I work in retention, so my team talks to upset contractors all day long. We have to convince them to stay and invest back into the business, and then my husband upsells.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's why they're upset. You guys keep upselling them. So why do you have, like, upset contractors calling all day, every day? Do you think maybe you guys need to improve your business model or something?
It's just like any other business, just like Comcast or Dish or T-Mobile. Sometimes things happen or they get a lead that they don't like or has wrong information, so we have to give them credit or...
Talk them off the ledge.
Sometimes they just don't see success with it because homeowners aren't hiring them, so we have to, sometimes we have to work with them and figure out if they've made any investment.
Your job sounds exhausting.
You can see why I was a little concerned about this. You said we've got upset contractors calling all day, every day. I'm like, something's not right with this business.
I feel
there
like you
be
are
that many upset people.
You truly are like talking people down every day. That's what you do. It sounds like.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, today.
How's your bedside manner with them when they call?
Yeah. My team is awesome. They're amazing. We save probably 60% of the contractors that want to cancel. We save 60% of them. So my team does really, really awesome. I used to be on the team, so now I'm a manager of the team, and I love it.
I still feel like you're getting a lot of people calling you that are mad.
Yeah, that's
If 60% of the people calling you want to quit.
Now, granted.
Did anything for it?
Granted, Jeremy and I piss off people every day on this show. I don't know if we retain 60% of them. I think so.
Probably.
Probably.
You guys every day. You've never offended me. So.
Well, you're our people then, but you would
be
surprised.
The day is young, Daniel.
You would be surprised at what comes
in. You never know. See, here's the thing. Let's just talk about this right now. You never know what's going to trigger somebody, because we will hear from people who've listened for, like, they'll write to us and they'll say, I've been a loyal listener for 10 years. I love your show every day, but today you went too far.
When you said you didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm never listening again.
Or you gave that woman a hard time about her 2-year-old's birthday party. I'm never listening to you again. You just don't know what's going to trigger somebody.
Yeah.
But the funny thing to me is... wait a second. The funny thing to me is they'll say, I've listened to you every day for 10 years. And I'm thinking, how do you not know that this is who we are?
Yeah.
How do you not know that we give people crap? But the difference is that we take crap from people, too. It's kind of fun.
Yep.
Oh,
right.
Man.
It's like being a comedian. If you don't want to, if you don't like what people have to say, then you shouldn't go to the comedy show.
That's right.
Listen to somebody else. Equal opportunist hater is what my mom always says.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that the nation has been trained over the last 20 years to be attuned to
being butthurt.
Outrage. Yeah, being butthurt. I mean, people have been trained to be ultra-sensitive.
I can't believe you just said butthurt. My 4-year-old's in the car right now.
How do I explain to my 4-year-old?
Explain what butthurt means.
And here's another funny thing. When people write in and say, how do I explain to my child? I was like, put them on the phone with me. I'll explain it to them if you don't know how to do it.
Just actually have a conversation with them?
Let me talk to your kid. I'll tell them what butthurt means.
I'll tell you about the most awkward conversations I've had lately with my son, Reed, is he started the growing and changing classes at school. And
Sex ed is what we used to call it. As he's like, I
pick him up from school, and it's like, I see him coming as he's coming towards me, and it's like, instantly he starts telling us about what he learned and what he saw, and, you know, and I'm not afraid to have the conversation with him about some of this stuff. You do that as a parent.
I think it's kind of funny that they couch it as growing and changing.
Growing and changing, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's not all, like, sex stuff now. They talk about, you know, like, body image issues and being careful of what you're looking at on social media because things can be manipulated. They talk about diet and all sorts of stuff.
Really?
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
They teach them how to...
Make a salad.
A salad. Teach them how to take the trash out.
Eating salads to how to make a baby. Whoa! My goodness. All right, Danielle, enjoy your outdoor bar. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's awesome. My husband spent 5 months and over $20,000 building a bar inside of our metal barn in our backyard, so we turned it into like a legit sports bar.
I love that. Can you send us pictures of that? I want to see that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
This same number that you just called, just text us a couple of photos to that number so we can take a look
at it.
Please.
I definitely will. My husband will be happy to share that. He always loves showing it off.
I would think so. $20,000 later in a barn. Come on.
Yeah. Well, listen. Danielle, we enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for being a good sport. Have a great weekend, okay?